Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighbor, Carmelite Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today, obviously, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the Epiphany. Why, obviously? Because that was yesterday, and it's kind of an important day within the Church. It is a day in which we are reminded via the Magi that the light of Christ, the light of God, has been shown now for all the nations. And I don't know about you, but I'm one of the Gentiles. And this light has come forward to me to remind me that Christ has come to save me. And I just really want to focus on the first reading that we have for the celebration of the Epiphany. It's from Isaiah. And if breathe, I'm just going to read the first two verses. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you, the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. One of the things that kind of gets me frustrated, and it's a value of the world that has seeped into the Church, and there's a goodness there, but what happens is the world makes this thing like kind of an absolute, and therefore it becomes twisted and quite destructive. And the thing I'm speaking about is diversity. There's a goodness about diversity. I'm a Carmelite. I go to Teresa Lisieux. She writes about the importance of a variety, a diversity of flowers to be in the garden, and how when the diversity is together in the one garden, the beauty of each one helps the beauty of the other to shine forth all the more. So I'm all about diversity, but diversity cannot be an absolute within the Church. Diversity within the Church is founded on the principle of unity, the principle, of course, being a person, the person of Jesus Christ, that we hear about via the light that has shined forth for the nations in the prophet Isaiah today. It is via Christ that all the nations and all the rich diversity of the peoples of the world are gathered around and can celebrate the goodness of being in union with the Lord. I think of my parish. I mentioned before in the Bronx that we had a variety of nations there. Even these parishes here, I have people from Vietnam. I have people from a variety of countries of Central and South America. I have Filipinos. I have a variety of people that are quote-unquote white. But if you get beyond the white label and you say, oh, this person's from a very staunchly Italian background. That person's from an Irish background. That person is Scot. You know, oh my gosh, I have an Australian at one of the parishes I work at. There's a variety of people. We all gather around the one table of the Lord, and we celebrate the beauty that is within us, not because of anything we've done, but because of what the Lord has done for us. In the world, they make diversity an absolute. So you can look at schools now and, oh, we have to have so many Asians. We have to have so many African Americans. We have to have so many people of Hispanic consent. We got to have, it's like a numbers game. It's like a numbers game. It's sickening. You know, seeing people just based on the color of their skin instead of the content of their character, as we are reminded by that prophetic witness of Martin Luther King Jr. Okay? And what happens is when it's made an absolute, it becomes factionalized, and suddenly this faction is against that faction against this faction. And you see this with identity politics that are, it's all the rage right now. And I mean rage in sort of the destructive, wrathful sense. In the church, we celebrate diversity, but it is not an absolute. The absolute is Jesus Christ. And around our absolute, around our point of unity, we all gather together. And I can see the beauty of the Catholic faith through the Filipino culture, through the Italian culture, through the Ecuadorian culture, through the Peruvian culture, through the Dominican culture, through the Vietnamese culture, through the Irish culture, you know? And there's different hues and there are different shades, but there's a foundation that still exists that allows us to be together and not fight each other. Like we see in the world, like we see being cultivated in the world right now, because diversity has become an absolute and it's not a good thing and it will not end well. So Epiphany is one of those days that reminds us of the beauty of the diversity of human life and how Christ came to save humanity. And his light shines forth on all peoples to bring about a movement within hearts so we can all gather around him as the nations and know the goodness of the Lord who has come to save us. Am I a little Passion Day? You betcha. You know, I just can't help. I watch the news and I hear what people are going through in their work sites. And I hear what college kids have to go through in terms of indoctrination and cult-like mentalities in relationship to diversity as being the penultimate value of the world. And I see it not ending well. I see it not going well. And of course, people say, well, that's because you guys in the church don't care about diversity. Oh, no, no, we do. We just have it in the right relationship to keep us from falling into factionalism and the destruction of places and peoples and et cetera, because we're fighting each other and all that jazz. It's sort of a regular theme throughout human history. So, yeah, I think this is a little bit more rant-like today. I apologize for that, but I'm a little inflamed here. The prophets got me going and just thinking about the great gift that is the Epiphany and knowing the light of Christ has shone forth upon all nations. So all peoples, no matter their backgrounds, no matter what their history may be, they can know the salvation that comes about through and in the person of Jesus Christ. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help other people find me when they search for these sort of podcasts. Also, if you want more of my content, head on my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find things I've written. You can find videos I've done on YouTube. You can find memes I've made, all this good stuff. And you can also email me, all this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.